Yeah, power outage we told you about a little bit earlier this morning has been restored. Power now restored from Tumalo up through Sisters on up into Black Butte Ranch. Still looking for the cause of that, although one caller to County 911 did report seeing an orange blast at the Bonneville Power Substation. We will have more details on that for you as it becomes available. But, again, the power has been restored in that area. The Boys and Girls Club gears up for a big fundraiser this week. Their Flood Us fundraiser will be held at the temporary club headquarters during this Wednesday's lunch hour. Money raised will go toward flood repair. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has an update.
The Boys and Girls Club is trying to raise funds for club repair following its flooding in August. They were worried about the gym floor, which had standing water on it. Executive Director Lisa Burbage has some good news.
Gym floor is looking good. The gym floor, I think we have saved. What we're hoping to do is let the floor settle over the next couple of months, and we'll close down for a couple of weeks, which we normally do in December, and they'll come in and drum sand the floor and refinish it. And they feel very confident that it's in good shape.
The club is still using the nearby United Methodist Church as their building dries out. They hope to move back in by November. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Local sheriff's deputies are on the lookout for the suspect in a home invasion case. A Deschutes River Woods man says he was up early Friday morning when a young man with a revolver kicked in his front door. He says the intruder asked for money in a suitcase, then ransacked the home and bound the victim. Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton says a recent rise in these crimes is alarming.
Oftentimes, and most frequently, these home invasion burglaries / robberies are not from a stranger. It's usually somebody that has a distant acquaintance, had been to the property before, the residence before, that sort of thing.
It was the second reported home invasion robbery south of Bend in the past couple of weeks. 26-year-old Troy Dahl was arrested after detectives linked him to the first one, a home invasion robbery south of Sun River. Two Bend men are arrested after they broke into a house on Northwest Harmon Boulevard, stole some property, and did some vandalism. The break-in occurred Wednesday or Thursday. It was an expensive crime for the victim, not only because of the property stolen, but because of all the damage. Lieutenant Brian Kindle explains.
They did force entry, damaging the door to the residence to get in. Once inside, they ate the owner's food. They took property belonging to the owner. They also did criminal mischief, the fact that they touched off at least one fire extinguisher significantly through the house, which caused a substantial amount of damage.
Lieutenant Kindle says two very persistent officers found a piece of evidence in the home that led them to the suspects. 33-year-old Ryan Undervocht and 23-year-old Christopher Ward were arrested and charged with burglary, criminal mischief, and theft. Oregon's correction system will get a thorough review. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports on the Governor's Commission on Public Safety.
The commission will review sentencing guidelines, convictions, and recidivism rates. Former Governor Ted Kulongoski is the governor's representative on the commission and says they expect that past assumptions will be knocked down.
By the end of this period of time, we're going to look and see the things that we have commonly believed for a long, long time are not actually correct.
They'll also look at the cost of the current sentencing policy. Any recommendations for change would also have to be balanced with the needs for public safety. Governor Kitzhaber says reducing the number of inmates starts with taking better care of children.
Disinvesting in children and families and education, which results in kids dropping out of school, is a sure pathway into the criminal justice system.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And a gas station may be the last place you'd expect to see a green project at work, but Bob Barman's Chevron gas station on Southwest Allen Boulevard in Beaverton features an eco roof, solar panels, geothermal energy, even a charging station for electric vehicles. The project costs $2 million, but Barman says he's saving $2,000 monthly on his energy bills. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com and get instant updates when you follow us on Twitter. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.